5 years ago, three teenagers from the small town of Blackwood, Connecticut, started an investigation into a local legend.
We are officially recording. Wait, hold on.
Within weeks, their names would be added to a long list of tragedies in town. Everything you're about to hear was recorded by them. All of it. It wasn't until recently that I got access to the audio and decided to make some edits.
Mr. Poplin.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Just hold on one second. I wrote a script. It's somewhere in here.
Of course you did.
These recordings might help unravel what happened to them. Only one escaped, another institutionalized, and the last is missing to this day. Three lives ruined. All in the course of recording the Blackwood podcast.
You can kick against his thickly scaled body, scratch at his bulging red eyes, but you won't escape the Blackwood Bugman. With a twitch, he sinks his razor-sharp teeth into his prey, draining the blood and replacing it with his mind-warping venom. Welcome to the Blackwood Podcast. My name is Molly Weaver, and on the show, we're going to learn where this terrifying local legend started and figure out why few people will talk about it today. I'm sitting with my fellow producers, Brian Anderson. Don't wave. Say hello or something.
Hello.
And Nathan Howell.
Hey.
Brian, let's start with you. What is the version of the Blackwood Bugman that you know?
Good question. I don't know. I always imagined the Bugman as like the Terminator meets the Fly. You know, dripping wet, disgusting, but basically just a giant bodybuilder who casually eats people.
Okay, is that what you heard when you were younger, or is that just what you imagine?
It's definitely probably just what I imagined. I heard he's like a protector, you know, he protects the woods and stuff.
So you're saying he's not a Terminator who eats people?
No, but it's dope, right? No.
And Nathan, you're new to Blackwood.
Is that a question?
Well, I wonder if we can get a perspective of the legend from the new boy in town.
You want to answer the question, new boy?
Did I say new boy? Did I? Okay. Let's take that again.
Molly and Brian, having been friends their whole lives, typically spent their summers working on a project. When they were 11, they tried to start a band. At 13, they wanted to shoot their own alien movie. But at the end of their sophomore year of high school, Nathan Howell moved to town and eventually joined the team. Inspired by their favorite horror podcast, Molly and Brian wanted to produce their own show, be the first to release a full breakdown of the Blackwood Bugman legend. Nathan's motivations were a little less creative.
I mean, there's nothing else to do in this town.
There's tons of stuff to do here.
Like what? Go to the mall?
Or the movie theater?
Which is in the mall?
Yes.
Your mom never talked about creepy stuff from her hometown?
I mean, no. No, she never really talked about Blackwood at all. We wouldn't even be here if she didn't have to take care of my grandpa, so I'm just glad there's some stupid monster to talk about.
That's not totally stupid. People have seen it.
Like, people have said they've seen Bigfoot, right?
So you're saying Bigfoot isn't real?
Dude, come on.
You don't know. Listen, I'm not saying I definitely believe in the Bugman. I'm just saying there's like a lot of people that do.
Some say the Blackwood Bugman is timeless, an ageless demon watching over this region since before mankind even existed.
Yeah, wait, hold up. How do you do that?
Do what?
You sound like an actual reporter.
I am an actual reporter. And so are you. Okay, let's go.
Blackwood for life, bitch!
Oh, God, kill me.
I'll kill you, asshole.
Guys, shut up. Here somebody comes. Excuse me, sir? Do you have a second to talk about a local legend?
Not today, sorry.
All right, well, we're off to a great start.
Well, that's a good example of something I can just edit out.
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you ever heard of the Blackwood Bugman?
You're blocking the sidewalk.
Yeah, you suck at this, dude.
Oh, yeah? You try it, asshole.
I will try it. All right, what about this guy over here? All right. Pardon me, sir, but have you heard of the Blackwood Bugman?
Bugman?
Sing.
What's that, a movie?
Shit.
Sure, I've heard of him. Some nonsense about scaring kids, right?
My son scratched up my car and blamed the Bugman. Does that count?
I have a cousin who said she saw it.
Really? Can we talk to her?
She's dead.
I'm so sorry. How did she die?
None of your business.
Have a good day.
So her cousin was definitely killed by the Bugman.
This sucks.
Honestly, this is kind of what I was expecting. It's why our podcast is interesting.
It's interesting because no one gives a shit?
No one talks about the Bugman. But it's such a weird story. There's like kidnappings and stuff. I mean, there has got to be some truth to it.
Maybe. Oh, hey, look, how about her?
Excuse me, ma'am, do you believe in the Blackwood Bugman?
when I was a kid? Sure. Why?
That's great. We are recording a show about local legends. Can we ask you some questions?
Ask away.
Thank you. First of all, what's your name?
Karen.
Full name?
Karen Patterson. I've lived in Blackwood my whole life.
What do you think you know about the Blackwood Bugman?
He just means, well, you get it.
Yeah, like, just tell us the way you heard it, like you're telling us an urban legend.
Oh, this is fun. Let me see. So I heard the Bugman lives in Prescott Park. He sleeps during the day, comes out at night to hunt for campers, kind of like a vampire or a mosquito, I guess.
Excellent. Would you say you believe in the Bugman?
Well, kinda, yeah.
Seriously?
Sure. My pop used to tell me this story about a girl who got carried away by the Bugman. I used to make him tell it when I had sleepovers.
Does your father still live in town?
Oh, he lives right down the street. Do you want to come talk to him?
Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Seem like nice kids.
I am a very nice kid.
I met the other two.
Sir, would you mind stating your name for the recording?
Richard Patterson.
And have you lived in Blackwood your whole life?
No. I grew up in New York. My family moved here when I was about 12.
How come?
My father got a job in the mill. Speaking of which, you're Stuart Howe's grandson.
Yeah.
You look like him a little.
Do you believe in the Bugman, Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you think so few people believe in him?
Well, I suppose it's easier not to.
I guess so. Your daughter told us you know a story of a girl who saw it?
She was one of the victims, yes.
What do you mean?
I mean she was taken by him.
That's awesome.
Her name was Abby Dunn. She'd been seeing Matt Cooper, used to run the post office. Now his kid does.
Arnold.
Right, Arnold. Loses half my mail every week. Anyway, Matt Cooper told me they'd snuck a few of his father's beers out. Went to park down by the woods. They were drinking. And, well, suddenly Abby starts screaming. Says she saw someone in the woods.
The Bugman.
Cooper looks and sees nothing. But she swears she saw someone watching them.
Does Abby's family still live in town?
No. Her folks moved away not long after everything happened.
So you've never seen the Bugman yourself?
Never. Thank God.
Did you ever think Abby just ran away?
No, Abby's body was found. They say she might have fallen down a rock face, but...
She died?
Banged up beyond recognition, just like the others.
Sorry, when you say the others, you mean...
The other victims.
Pop, I thought this was a made-up story.
What? No. No, I mean, maybe I held back some of the details. You were just a kid, but... No. Abby died in those woods. No one wanted to hear it, but I always figured she and Cooper got into an argument. Probably got out of the car to get away from him. Ran into some trouble.
It would be really easy to get lost out there.
Yeah, and it wouldn't take much to end up hurt. But no. No, I think it was the Bugman that got her.
So you're being for real? You really think that a Bugman ate your friend?
What?
The Blackwood Bugman? The legend
about...
What are
you talking about here? I'm not talking about some... creature.
But you said the Bugman.
The Bugman I'm talking about is a real person. A real killer.
Molly, have you ever heard of this shit?
No.
Well, there aren't a lot of people who believe he exists. But these deaths weren't accidents, and monsters don't exist. Someone was behind it all. Slaughtering teenagers in the woods. I heard half her body had been eaten by the time they found her.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The legend of the Blackwood Bugman was meant to be a fun horror story. A fake rumor about a monster. But to find out a young girl tragically lost her life, they weren't expecting that.
Her body was eaten? That's awesome.
Brian, why are you...
We should have asked him about the other victims.
Seriously? Yeah, maybe, I guess. It's just...
Wait, let me get this straight. You just found out there was a serial killer in Blackwood? They were never caught, and you don't want to know more?
Okay, first of all, Mr. Patterson just told us a girl fell off a cliff after 2 weeks alone in the woods. Does that sound like murder? And if the police didn't think that there was a killer, I don't...
Oh, shit. Here comes Walter.
Who's Walter?
My dickhead grandpa. Hey, Gramps!
Hey, Brian. What is this I hear about you accosting people on Main Street this morning?
We weren't accosting people. We were doing a podcast.
Hey, is this Nathan?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, nice to finally meet you, Nathan. I keep asking Brian to bring you over for dinner, but, well, you know Brian. Sorry, I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Walter Anderson. I was good friends with your grandfather.
Oh, well, he's still...
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to make it sound as if he's already passed. Stuart has told me so much about you. How is he holding up?
He kind of floats in now.
Oh, that's a shame. It's a shame. Your grandfather's a resilient man. I hope things turn around soon. Now, how are you enjoying Blackwood? Been in town for a little while now.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, great. Say, I'm on a board at Stonebridge, and I might have some need for an assistant around the club. Might be good for getting to meet the locals.
Yeah?
What do you say? Want to earn some extra money? Take your girl here to the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's...
Great. I'll be in touch. Or I'm sure Brian can give you the number to call.
Yes, I'm sure I can.
Excellent. Yeah, well, I have to be going. Try to stay out of trouble, Brian.
You too, Walter. Dude, you don't seriously want to cart around his golf clubs, do you?
I didn't know what to say.
How about no thanks?
Aw, but you don't want to earn some money to take me to a picture show?
I have to hear how great my grandpa is one more freaking time.
Okay, well, he was the mayor.
Great. What does that have to do with me?
Nathan, your grandfather was a great man. A great, great man.
Shut up. He's not dead.
Okay, guys. I guess we should call it a day. But, Nathan, is your mom working tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Why?
Do you know how many times I've tried to research Blackwood online? There's literally nothing.
We are not talking to her about this.
Oh, come on. I thought you said we were done for the day.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just... We are now standing in the Blackwood Public Library, perhaps the most modern structure in town. This three-story red brick building. Nathan, come on.
Why do we have to start so early?
So we can get a lot of work done.
I'm gonna look up if there's any movies playing later.
Okay, great.
Nathan? Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Hey, Mom.
Are you guys here to get some books?
Kinda.
Oh. Hey, Mrs. Owl. Do you think I can ask you a few questions?
Yeah, of course. Well, what's the microphone for?
Nathan didn't tell you? We started a podcast about the Blackwood Bugman.
Oh, wow. Now, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
So you know about him?
Yeah, of course I do. When I was a kid, a boy named P.J. Dennings put a caterpillar in a whoopee cushion and sat on it.
Oh,
we told him the bug man was going to get him. He started crying.
No way. How old was he?
19. I'm kidding. We were maybe 5, 6.
Okay, so you're talking about a giant insect guy then, right?
Well, I always heard it was thousands of little insects clustered in the shape of a human.
That's dope.
Are you familiar with a serial killer called the Bugman?
What?
Because we heard about this.
Oh, are you talking about the guy who killed those kids?
You know him?
Yeah. When I was younger, a few of the older kids were murdered. My parents wouldn't let me out of their sight.
Mom, did you know a girl named Abby Dunn?
Wow. Abby Dunn. Now, I didn't know her, but I heard that name a lot. I don't think I really understood at the time.
Can you help us look up old newspapers?
Sorry, we haven't completely moved online yet. And we keep the microfiche in the basement because no one ever uses it.
It's creepy down here.
Yeah, it can be. All right, here you go. Do you actually know how to use one of these?
I'm sure we can figure it out.
Or we'll just look it up, Mom.
Perfect. I have to head back upstairs. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Mom.
They spent hours searching through hundreds of newspapers, headline by headline, scouring the obituaries. Molly, in particular, was relentless in her efforts to find some hint that the stories were true. But the longer they searched, the less confident they were.
These stories have to be based on something. How many people have gone missing in this town?
Or turned up dead later.
Oh, God. All right. I'm sorry, but I think it's time to call it quits.
Wait. Wait. I found it. The body of a 19-year-old young woman found in Prescott Park has been identified as missing student Abigail Dunn. Let me see. No cause of death. Abigail was last seen in the company of a friend. She was a spirited, rebellious young woman.
That's it?
There's a picture.
Of the body?
No.
Oh.
The woods where Abby's body was found. Looks like it's right by the dead tree.
What's the dead tree?
It's this creepy old tree in the woods that's completely black, like someone set it on fire.
I remember when we were in first grade, heard people saying that they would go there, make human sacrifices and stuff. Hey, important question. Is there anything in the article about a physically intimidating Terminator-like bug creature?
So we're going to the tree, right?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Prescott Park has something for everybody. Hiking trails, a dog park, and several picnic areas. Now, we know of at least two teenagers who have lost their lives in these woods.
Two?
Yeah. Abby fell and Matt Cooper committed suicide.
Trying to keep up, new boy. Do you remember how to get to the tree?
Yeah. I think so. Trail two?
No pressure, but you realize how bad it would be for us to walk into the woods without knowing where we're going. Right?
Well, no big deal. If we're wrong, we still follow the trail. Maybe we miss a tree, but it's not like we're gonna get lost.
I think Nathan's right. Maybe we should just come back tomorrow.
I can't believe how little you guys know about this stuff. You've never lived anywhere else.
Have you ever heard of the Jersey Devil? Do you think everyone in New Jersey talks about it, like, every second of every day?
Well, I doubt we could look up a real-life victim of the Jersey Devil.
Your point?
I think that someone just killed a bunch of people and got away with it.
Now we're walking through the woods alone at sundown. Exactly where people are known to have been murdered.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it was 30 years ago.
Wait, shut up.
Shut up.
Someone's coming.
Oh, great. Yep, we're definitely gonna die.
Excuse me, kids. Park's closing soon.
Sorry, officer. We know. We're leaving soon.
What are you doing out here so late?
We wanted to, take a look at the dead tree.
What do you want to do that for?
Our friend is new in town. He's never seen it before, so.
Is that right? What's your name?
Nathan.
Nathan what?
Howell.
Howell, huh? Is your mom that new librarian?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Well, I hate to break it to you kids, but you're not going to find the dead tree here.
No? Why? What? Did it fall over?
No. No. I just mean it's over on trail 4. Here, why don't you follow me? I know a way to cut through. You don't mind going off trail, right?
Nah, sir. Officer, we're good. We're chill.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
We almost got lost.
We wouldn't have gotten lost. We would have just followed the path.
Smart. These woods can be pretty treacherous. You walk far enough from a trail, and it's a sure bet no one can see you.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many times we get calls about people getting lost in here.
Ow! Oh, something bit me. Shit.
You all right, man?
Yeah, it just really hurt. I'm fine, though. Just... it stinks.
Here we go. It's right over this ridge.
It's huge.
Yep. Pretty old tree.
What's with all the holes in it? And is that garbage all over the ground?
The dead tree towers over the rest of the forest. Its bark burned black, full of carved initials. The roots are covered in hundreds of little trinkets, toys, packs of cigarettes, and what looks like drawings of the Bugman.
It's so weird. Like, seriously, it looks like someone drilled a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah, that is weird.
And why is it black?
Well, it's an interesting explanation. You see, the tree is dead. It's the dead tree.
Thanks, smartass.
What's all this garbage people left here?
Have you kids gotten what you need?
Officer, what do you know about the deaths near the tree?
If you're talking about Cooper, I can't comment.
Cooper? Matt Cooper?
Oh, basketball.
What? No, how do you even know that name? I mean his kid, Arnold Cooper.
Arnold Cooper is dead?
Dead birds?
Yeah. Hanged himself from that branch right there just a few days ago.
Hey, Nathan.
Give us a second, Brian.
No. Guys, come check this out. Both of you.
The hell is this? Did you put this here, Brian?
No. Dude, I swear.
Molly, are you recording?
Yeah, I can turn it off.
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Listeners, there is a sealed envelope at the base of the dead tree. The front is completely blank except for one thing. A name written in red ink. Nathan Howell.
What started as a fun summer project quickly turned into an obsession. Within a few weeks, Molly Weaver, Brian Anderson, and Nathan Howell found themselves divided against their will as a result of recording the Blackwood podcast.
From Skylark, this is Blackwood. On the next episode.
I mean, if we figure out who left the letter on the tree, then
how the hell are we supposed to do that?
Hey, don't push me. Okay, it's just the door.
Oh my God, that scared the shit out of me.
I can't keep running my mouth, making a scene. They got away with killing Abby. And they can get away with killing me.
The next episode is already out. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, SkylarkMedia.com, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Blackwood and more information in the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You'll also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. If you like what you heard, we'd love you to give us a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. The story doesn't have to end here. Be sure to visit skylarkmedia.com to hear more Blackwood and other Skylark shows. You can even view bonus content, like articles about Abby Dunn's disappearance. Blackwood was directed by Mark Freiberger, produced by April Lamb, written by Will Rogers, story by Will Rogers and Derek Smith, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley from Skylark, and Marshall Louis from Wondery, with performances by Becca Walker, Ian Colletti, Cameron Johnson, and Ken Kirby. Co-starring Tatiana Ali, John Rubenstein, Anna Saragina, Larry Poindexter, Drew Rausch, Logan Donovan, Sam Buchanan, Jesse Hendricks, Rachel Mellon, Will Rogers, and Mark Freiberger.